Jesus gave his disciples the greatest challenge ever given to man by the greatest person who has ever lived.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
No matter how wealthy, famous, brilliant, or powerful you may be, you will never give yourself to any cause that can compare with this life-changing call of God. Welcome to Impact Radio, where we interview missionaries from all over the world. We hope that you'll be inspired by their stories to dedicate your own gifts to reach the lost for Christ.
90% of the population still lives in mud huts. The literacy rate is one of the lowest in the world. Certainly radio has been a tremendous tool. Suddenly you're able to give access to an entire people something that they had never had before.
Jesus said,
I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
Thank you, friends, for joining us on Impact Radio, a presentation of Galcom International. I'm Ron Harris. It is Galcom's goal to help fulfill the Great Commission by multiplying a missionary's impact through solar-powered portable radios. And now, here is the host for Impact Radio, Tim Whitehead.
Well, thank you, friends, for joining us again here on Impact Radio. And as we mentioned off the top, we love to talk to missionaries going out around the world. Well, we have a bit of a twist for you today. Instead of talking to a missionary from America going over to Africa somewhere, we have Marcio Silva from Brazil, who is a missionary to Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. This very important mission field. Pastor Marcio, thank you so much for joining us this week.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
And also in the booth is Galcom super volunteer and audio master, Ken Tompkins. Ken, thanks for coming across the other side of the room here, helping us out here on Impact Radio.
You're welcome.
So Pastor Marcio, tell us a little bit about your testimony, how you came to work in mission work.
I'm originally from Brazil, and I was converted in 93 through a friend who brought me to a church. And at the very first service, I got to know Jesus and accept him in my heart.
Right away.
Interesting, because I was raised Catholic, and then I gave up faith by 15 because it wasn't relevant. My father was atheist, so I was really empty and confused. But the first time I heard, in my 20s, I turned to Jesus and has followed him ever since.
Amen. And then what brought you then? That's incredible, that quick of a conversion. What led you then to become a missionary?
That was interesting, because once I was converted, right away, God used my leadership skills. Yeah. So very quickly, I was leading the youth, and then I was leading the outreach. And in less than 3 years, I was almost formed in spiritual realities and formation. And I was challenged to go and try the mission field in England. So I went for a year. And I was called to be missionary for the rest of my life.
Wow. So then the big question here is, of course, we have this very tunnel vision mindset in North America that we're the ones who send out the missionaries. We know the gospel, so we go everywhere else. What brought you then to North America as a missionary?
Once I was confirmed in the ministry, my church sent me to get degrees. So I got bachelor's and further post-graduation studies on multicultural, cross-cultural studies.
Okay.
And then I got to know more about the mission world and abroad. So I got interested at the very beginning. But I served as pastor for 20 years.
Okay.
And I was teaching the church also to reach others, to be more missional, and also to reach unreached people. And at the end, like they say, I was bit for it.
Yeah.
And I was convinced I was to be sent as well. So it was a mixture of knowledge of what was going on around the world, how Brazil in a way was well covered. Mm-hmm. And I pastored 3 churches for 20 years, the last one for 10 years as senior pastors. And then I shared a vision with my board, says, I think it's now time for me and my wife to go and help another country. And Canada came up as one of the best opportunities to reach a bigger number of cultures like we have here.
That's a good point. Like I got to say, I'm from Hamilton. This is my hometown. I grew up. I don't think of this as a mission field, but that's so true, all the different cultures here. In your experience, now you're working right in one of our inner city churches in the north end of Hamilton. It's kind of a bit of a rough area. How many different cultures would you guess would be coming to the church that you're serving in?
We might have today around 10 different ethnic groups that comes weekly in our weekly basis. But I have reached in their own home almost hundreds of them. Because we work with all sort of ethnic group and immigrants and newcomers. So it always goes as a wave. I work with Afghanis, I worked with Ethiopians for a while, I work with Roma people from Czech Republic, Hungarian, and recently more Syrians than others. So it's always working with the waves that the government allows to come and where everybody that's lived there.
Wow. The world is at our doorstep, as they say.
Yeah.
Now, moving over to Ken, your role here, maybe you should describe what your role is here at Galcom.
I'm an audio technician. I process our audio and I put it onto the players.
So since we're talking about all these different cultures, how many Bibles, full Bibles, would we have in audio form for people around the world?
About 50.
And then how about how many New Testaments?
Hundreds.
Hundreds.
Several hundreds.
Now, this is a question I often get asked. Where do we get all this content from?
There's several sources. There's Mega Voice. There's Faith Comes by Hearing. And there's also Through the Bible, which is the J. Vernon McGee 5-year radio program.
And so we have that as well. How many different languages?
At least more than 50, almost 100.
Fantastic. And I know that the biggest source of content is Global Recordings. How many different gospel, they do gospel presentations. How many would we have there?
There's basically 6,000 languages that they've recorded.
Fantastic. So for Pastor Marcio and his work downtown, inner city, what have you been preparing for him?
All right. Well, there's the Bible on side one of the players. And then on side two, there's Through the Bible, which is the J. Vernon McGee 5-year radio program. And then there's the Mini Bible College, which is from Pastor Dick Woodward. And then there's God's Story, which is from the God's Story Project. And there's the Story of Jesus, which is the audio version of the Jesus film. And then we go into Global Recordings Network audio. And we have the Good News, which is basically a short gospel presentation from creation to Christ. And we have Look, Listen, and Live, which is the same thing, only in more detail. And then we have a Portrait of Jesus, which is basically goes through the gospels and does a portrait of the life of Jesus. And then there's a little program called Vidai. Now, Marcio, before we came on air, I forgot to ask you what that meant in Portuguese. Is it life?
Means life.
That's all right. That's what I figured.
You're getting good.
All right. And then there's Words of Life, which is a mixture of gospel presentations and as well as some music, hymns or spiritual songs. And then we go on.
There's more.
Yes, there's more. Then we go on to Unshackled, which is dramatized version of testimonies. And then the last part is music, which involves worship music, hymns, and children's songs, and Christmas music.
Now, I got to explain to our friends, listen, so here at Galcom, our goal, we get solar-powered radios and audio Bibles out around the world. And what Ken does, he puts all this audio onto the memory chip, so when people, if they're in an area where there's not service by radio, or maybe it's on a station where they do multiple languages. So all this was Portuguese that you've just named off, Ken?
It was all Portuguese.
Any guess of how many hours, hundreds of hours of content that could have been there?
Oh, probably 700 or 800, maybe close to 1,000.
So this, friends, if you're listening, if you think about someone who doesn't get to church or can't get to church, that's what these are for. And so people can constantly be getting taught and discipled and grow in their faith. And so this is a way we partner with our missions. I just thought it'd be neat to bring Ken in because he's been working closely with Pastor Marcio and getting all this content to him. And so we're going to take a quick break. Alan and Florian McGraw are going to come in and share another story about the work that Galcom's doing around the world, share from God's word. And then we'd like to hear some testimonies of the impact that our partnership is having with Pastor Marcio in this downtown area of Hamilton. So don't go away.
This is Ron Harris with Galcom International. Did you know over 4.5 billion people cannot receive the good news of Jesus Christ through printed Bibles, either because they cannot read or because their cultures have an oral, not a written language? Galcom exists to reach these lost souls with solar-powered radios that have the gospel spoken in the hearer's own native tongue. Find out how you can help at galcom.org. That's galcom.org.
Well, Tim, you know we have been involved in North, Central, and South America setting up Christian FM radio stations in many cities and towns. At times we have been challenged setting up stations, getting the radio station site ready, getting sufficient electric power provided, and finding the most suitable transmitter and antenna to use. In Psalm 37:4 it says, listen carefully, delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Praise God.
You know, Alan, we came into contact with Pastor Raymond in the southeastern part of Paraguay in the dense jungles area of Naranjal. He had a burden for an FM radio station to enable him to reach that large area with the gospel. By God's grace, the pastor had all the funds for the cost and installation of the whole FM radio station donated. Alan and Dave Casement made arrangements for the equipment to be sent ahead, and they followed some time later to do the install. I remember extremely well that we used a well-known shipping company and had checked very specifically to make sure that they would have the transmitter delivered on time.
I clearly remember that situation, Flo. We flew into the capital of Ascension with over 5 more hours to travel time to reach Pastor Raymond. However, when we arrived, the transmitter was not there. Apparently, it was still mired in custom with lots of red tape back in Ascension. It was decided that Pastor Raymond and I would travel back to the capital while Dave went ahead and worked on the tower and the studio to be installed. We left that afternoon and arrived late evening. We arranged to stay at a guest house, and first thing in the morning, we would go to the courier company to pick up the transmitter. About 5 a.m., I woke up finding Pastor Raymond across the room on his knees praying, asking God for help. Wow.
Alan and the pastor headed to the courier company just as it opened around 8 a.m. to receive some shocking news. They were told it would take a week to clear the transmitter through customs. They were told there was so much stuff ahead of them to be cleared that they wouldn't be able to get at it until then. Well, Alan and Pastor Ramon left the office quite concerned about how they would deal with this. Alan and Dave would only be there for a few days, and they would need the transmitter very soon. What should they do? As they left the shipping office and walked a short distance, they unexpectedly ran into Pastor Holawati. Now, Alan had already assisted Pastor Holawati with the Christian radio station in Ascension a number of years earlier, and had sent him thousands of Galcom radios for distribution. In turn, Pastor Holawati was surprised to see Pastor Raymond so far from his home. They were soon in conversation, and when Pastor Holawati heard about the customs issue, he quickly provided them with an alternative. Just nearby, he said, is a one-man customs broker. I'm sure he will be able to help you.
Well, once again, God's timing is perfect, folks. Pastor Raymond and I headed right over to this small one-room office. Imagine, papers were piled high on tables with a lady sorting them through at one table, and a man about 70 years old was seated behind the main desk and asked, "How can I help you?" We asked him if he could help us get a transmitter out of customs, and we told him about what happened with the documents and how we were told at least a week to get them out. He studies the documents very carefully and then says in a few minutes later, "Come back at 2 o'clock and I'll have it ready for you to pick up." Wow.
A few hours later, Pastor Ramon and Alan returned to the little office. As the elderly man saw them, a big smile came over his face. "Here are your completed documents," he said. "The transmitter is cleared and ready for pickup." Alan is reminded of Pastor Ramon praying on his knees at 5 in the morning, and now the answer. He's reminded of that verse, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Once again, God had answered, and soon the gospel would be going out all over the airwaves in Naranjal, drawing people to Jesus. You know, for over 28 years, we have been watching God at work in country after country, doing what men say is impossible. But God is not willing that any should perish, and he is continuing his work of building his kingdom.
Well, we went back that 5-hour trip and had a late supper. We were tired, but rejoicing. The next morning, Dave and I energized to get this station functioning. We had already managed to get the tower up and antenna by Dave's help. Now we were ready to install the studio equipment and the transmitter. You know, one of the greatest joys is being able to flip on that switch and see all the meters bounce into action and to hear the music coming out over the little Galcom solar fixed-tuned radios. Wow, what a blessing. Praise God. What a wonderful God we serve. And you know, this is just another fantastic story out of our book, Waves of Hope. If you'd like to have a copy of this book, email alan@galcom.org, or that's alan@galcom.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of this book filled with a lot of these exciting stories. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.
This is Ron Harris with Galcom International. At Galcom, our goal is to help fulfill the Great Commission by multiplying missionary impact through audio technology. Since 1989, Galcom International has distributed over 1 million solar-powered radios in 140 countries worldwide. You can help our global mission. Find out more at galcom.org. That's galcom.org.
Well, thank you, Alan. Thank you, Flory, for sharing again from God's Word, encouraging us in our faith, from stories of what God has done through you. We're here with Ken Tompkins, our super volunteer here at Galcom, who prepares all of our audio for us, and Pastor Marcio Silva, working in the inner city of Hamilton with immigrant communities, and specifically with the Portuguese community, that's what you're most familiar with. Tell us, what is the impact? You mentioned about 10 different cultures in the church where you're attending, where you're serving at Houston Street Baptist, but also going into houses and homes of over 100 different cultures. What is God doing in our inner city?
It's very interesting, Tim, what you're asking me, because when I first came here, I was focusing on different cultures because that was what I was really looking for. But then I realized that there were quite a few Portuguese people around here. And for 3 years, I didn't find them. It was not my focus. I wasn't looking for that. God didn't open that door. And suddenly he opened it. And then I realized through research and others' information that there are almost 20,000 Portuguese speakers in our city. Yeah.
That's a high percentage. We're a city of about 500,000 if you don't know the city. And so 20,000, that's a big percentage.
It is. And then our church with the health center, they paid a very costly research and they did it in almost half a year. And they found out we have 600 houses in our own neighborhood whose first language claimed to be Portuguese.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, I have to do something about it. And then in this partnership, it's been great because mostly, not all, but mostly first generation of Portuguese people, they don't speak English well. They were not well educated in their literacy. So listening in Portuguese, it's amazing too. Mm. They rather prefer listening than reading. So we have a few ministries towards the Portuguese people nowadays. And one of the acquisitions they get, the gift, is this audio Bibles radio that they can listen to it. And actually, it's amazing. You ask the testimony. When the last time we gave them, and no, everybody could get one, but not more than one, one lady came to us and says, oh, I'm not quite happy. Something happened, but I'm happy and not happy. I said, what's going on? When my son saw me hearing this, he asked for him. Says, mother, I'm younger than you. I need more than you. So she gave her own radio and then says, no worry, we can get another one for you. So now we have quite a few that were given to us. When we will be finishing by November, all of them, once they graduate in our course, all of them are going to get this amazing gospel tool in their own language.
So what is the course you're doing?
We do what we call Enjoying Life. It was first established by the health center that was to help people with diabetes, insomnia, low mood, and problems with mental illness. So first was called depression group. But who wants to belong to this group? So yes. We changed it for Enjoying Life in Portuguese, Curtindo a Vida. So by this title, many of them come weekly to have some training in how to make their emotional levels down, how to breathe well, some techniques, and then they have allowed us to reach them with Bible reading. So I read some Psalms, we read some Proverbs, we tell some gospel stories, we pray at the end, we give a health breakfast, and they are energized, they are good to go for one more week.
They're fed body, soul, and mind.
That's correct.
Very good. And are you seeing, with the opportunity to share the gospel in a gentle way, are you seeing people coming then to the church and saying, tell me more about Jesus, I would like to know more about salvation?
That's true. We have a few conversions already and baptism with them.
Wonderful.
We do have quite a few of them coming in other programs to be volunteering. So during the week now, I have three other ministries that is not to do with the Portuguese, but they are enrolled because they want to serve others. Yeah. And occasionally some come to church as well.
That's great that they've come in, they've met Christ, and now they're serving already. Almost like your testimony, that quick turnaround and serving right away after conversion.
Yeah.
Ken, another quick question here for you. With the audio Bibles, now we've talked a lot about Portuguese, we've talked about a lot of the different languages. What other missionaries or what other countries are you working in right now with audio? So we're doing this work here in Hamilton in Portuguese. Where else are we serving?
The other audio that I'm working on right now is we're doing a great big order of players, around 5,000 of them that have to go out to Nigeria. And they're going by Voice of the Martyrs. And I've put Fofolda and Hausa on them, which are two major Nigerian languages.
Now, the reason why I wanted to ask that just now is that I want to point out to all of our friends listening that these are appropriate for right here at home or for around the world. These are a great tool. If you want to share the gospel, maybe you have a neighbor that doesn't speak the same language. And as you said, the world is at our doorstep. You talk about all these hundreds of homes of first language Portuguese speakers. There's been all sorts of conversation in the news about refugees, and no one knows what to do with them. What we need to do with them is tell them about Jesus Christ. And if you don't speak the language, ask them what they speak, and then contact us here at Galcom. We'd love to be able to help you get one of these audio Bibles into their hands. They cost us just $30. We'd love to send you one down to you there or wherever you are, and to give someone the Bible in their language or all these different resources Ken was mentioning. We'd love to partner with you to get people the good news of Jesus Christ. Pastor Marcio, one last question here. We just have about a minute left. A prayer request. You're working in inner city North America. This is, you know, Hamilton's no different than downtown Detroit or downtown Tampa or wherever it is. What is, do you think, the biggest prayer request that the church should be praying for people in our inner cities?
I would say that church should pray and considering serving them as they have the opportunity, because the city and the federal can give lots to them, but neither of them are supposed or maybe are not able to give the love of God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. So this is our mission. This is our duty. This is what they deserve to receive. Jesus Christ, that was crucified in our place, paid the price for our salvation. It's available to be shared with them. So I would say we can love our neighbors.
Thank you for that challenge, Pastor Marcio. Ken, thank you for joining us this week on Impact Radio.
Well, friends, we've come to the end of another Impact Radio broadcast, a presentation of Galcom International. Thank you for joining us today. If God is speaking to you right now about missions, we'd like to invite you to attend one of our upcoming Galcom International missions trips next year. Our 2017 teams are full, but we have plans for trips to Mexico, Haiti, and Guatemala in 2018. Galcom will provide all the travel information you need, as well as tools to help you raise the funds for your trip. To learn more about our upcoming mission trips, visit our website at galcom.org. That's galcom.org. And click on the Get Involved tab. Or if you can't go with us, please contact us to receive our free Galcom prayer calendar. Nothing we do can be accomplished without prayer. So please become a prayer partner of Galcom today. You can go to our website at galcom.org and click on the Get Involved tab and order your free prayer calendar. And we always welcome your financial contributions as we strive to fulfill the Great Commission around the world. A gift of any amount today would be a blessing to us. Here's how you can reach us. Galcom International, Post Office Box 270956, Tampa, Florida 33688. Again, that's Post Office Box 270-956, Tampa, Florida, 33688. Or our telephone number is 813-933-8111. That's 813-933-8111. If you're in Canada, our address is Galcom International, 115 Nebo Road, Hamilton, Ontario, LAW2E1. Again from Canada, 115 Nebo Road, Hamilton, Ontario, LAW2E1. And our Canadian phone number is 877-2-GALCOM. That's 877-242-5266. I'm Ron Harris. Thanks for being with us today. Join us again next time here on Impact Radio. Impact Radio is a ministry outreach of Galcom International at galcom.org.